I was in my friend's car once, and she was driving through the streets of Chicago, and she was letting people in who were getting into the right turn lane at an intersection when that right lane really should only be used for turning right, but they go straight and try to cut off the long line of traffic waiting at the light. Well, as I said, she's letting those people get in front of her, and she's stopping at four-way stop intersections and waving other cars to go in front of her, and then she's going under the speed limit, and I'm thinking, my God, she's under 30 years old, and she's driving like she's twice her age, and I want to tell her to get going because, damn it, I don't want to die in this car. I've got a lot of living to do. I've never jumped out of an airplane or made $1 million or been in a lustful affair with a high-ranking political candidate, and if I'm going to go out, I surely don't want to die of boredom while someone else is staying in the most congested lane of traffic when they could just as easily get into the next lane and cut everyone off in front of them when they eventually have to merge, like I would most certainly do. And then it occurred to me, and of course it filled me with a complete and utter sense of elation, because I just love being pigeonholed into stereotypical psychological categories, I really am a type A person. There's an intersection next to my house where from one direction you can either go straight or turn right, and there are two streets that merge into one, both turning right, so the middle street has a no turn on red sign. And usually when I'm on this road, I'm on the street that's going straight, the leftmost street, and these two streets are on my right, merging into my street. And I always catch the red light on this street. It's like the traffic gods are displeased with my constant efforts to circumvent their wrath, so I'm always catching the red light at this street. So I've learned a new trick. I turn right onto the first street on my right, but instead of doing a U-turn, I turn left at the next block so that I can get onto the second street, also that I can turn right onto the street I was originally on before both of those other streets can go, so I can beat every one of those slow bastards at the next intersection. I mean, yes, I'm the one who's yelling and banging at the steering wheel of my car when people on the road are idiots. Yes, I'm the person who has to race so that I can slam on my brakes at the next intersection only 100 feet away. And yes, I'm the one that's driving the Saturn SL1, a sedan with about as much power as a 1982 Ford Mustang. But damn it, I'm not going to go down without a fight. I will be out there cutting everyone off, weaving in and out of traffic. I'll be the one getting there before you. Trust me, I will. And even when I'm tuning the radio while driving, because you see, I do that and I put on my makeup and take notes for work and check out my schedule, and if I was the Hindu god Vishnu and had 10 arms, I'd get a cell phone and send out faxes and eat dinner and write a novel while I was at it. But like I said, even when I'm tuning the radio while I'm driving, I only let the first second and a half of a song play before I'm disgusted and change the dial to the next pre-programmed station, just to instantaneously become disgusted another 6 times and have to find a tape to play because all those stupid corporate pieces of shit that think they could just play crap over and over again in order to keep the mindless tuned in. Well, not me. Thank you very much. I don't have the patience for that. So, needless to say, I've discovered that this is a problem of mine, and I wish there was some sort of therapy group for this so that I can go to my weekly, you know, type A anonymous meetings, but we'd probably all be pushing each other out the doorway 30 seconds before the meeting's supposed to start, saying, "Get out of my way, asshole! You should have thought about being late before you tried to cut me off." And the meetings themselves would probably be filled with people yelling, "Hey, jerk, I think I was talking. What, do you think you're some god or something? Show some respect." God, and I know this is a problem of mine. I know this type A personality transcends into every realm of my life. When I get out of the elevator in the morning to get to my office on the 18th floor, I try to make the doors close as quickly as possible so that no one else can get on the elevator with me. Because, you know, I really do hate all people and surely don't want to be into a cramped, confined space with a bunch of strangers. But when people do get on the same elevator with me, they inadvertently press buttons on the floors 15, 16, and 17, and I start pursing my lips, stopping myself from saying, "Oh, you people couldn't stand to walk a flight of stairs? You just had to press all of these buttons to stop me from getting to my goddamn floor in a reasonable amount of time?" Even walking on the sidewalk in the city, I always get stuck behind somebody that's a full foot shorter than me and a full 30 pounds heavier. Someone who labors to walk very, very slowly. Someone who actually sways rhythmically when they walk, like a metronome, or like a person standing on the edge of a dance floor, rocking back and forth, all too afraid to actually ask someone to dance, or else afraid to go out and dance and make a fool of themselves in front of the cool people who have figured out what rhythm really is. And I'm walking behind this person, almost tripping over myself because this walking pace is just unnaturally slow. So to pass the time until there's an opening on the left side of the sidewalk so I can pass them and walk like a human being again, I start to mimic them, swaying with my walk, more for my own entertainment than anyone else's. Yes, more than a human being, I'm a human doing, and I hate having to depend on the schedules of others in order to get ahead of them all. Yes, I am the person in line at the grocery store with three items, shifting my weight from foot to foot, frantically scanning the other lines, the person who wants to ask the person in front of them, "Can't I get in front of you? I've only got three items, and you have two full grocery carts full of crap like Cheetos, Pepsi, fish sticks, and Haagen-Dazs cookie dough ice cream." Yeah, I'm the person who has four different sets of plans for any given evening because if any one event gets too boring, I can pick up and say, "Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to be at a meeting by now," instead of having to tell them that they're actually too boring and that I just have no idea whatsoever how to relax. Yes, I'm the person who coasts to an intersection when I know the timed pattern of the traffic lights, and I know that I can manage to get to this intersection without ever having to actually make a complete stop. And when that light does change, I can accelerate faster than everyone else, pass everyone else by, and then have the open road to myself, wide open in front of me. I'm already guessing that at my funeral, when the long procession of cars is creeping toward the cemetery, I'll be opening the casket up and whispering to the driver of the hearse, "Hey, what do you say we just floor it and blow everyone off in line? We could probably grab a beer at the corner bar and still be able to get back and beat everyone else to the gravesite. Because, as I said, I'm a type A person, and I'm going to make damn sure that I do as much living as I possibly can. I'm not going down without a fight. And wherever that goddamn goal line is, I swear I'll beat everyone to it."